AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Israel has a new plan to take over the whole of Gaza, according to Israeli officials. AP correspondent Karen Shamas has more.
Two Israeli officials have said ministers have approved a plan to capture the entirety of the Gaza Strip and remain in the territory for an indefinite amount of time. If carried out, the move would likely bring fierce international opposition. Israeli cabinet ministers approved the plan in an early morning vote on Monday, hours after the Israeli military chief said the army was calling up tens of thousands of reserve soldiers. The new plan would also push hundreds of thousands of Palestinians to southern Gaza, which would likely exacerbate an already dire humanitarian crisis. I'm Karen Shamas.
Iran's foreign minister is visiting Pakistan to try and mediate in the escalation between India and Pakistan. Abbas Araghchi's visit is the first to Pakistan by a foreign dignitary after last month's deadly attack on tourists in Pahalgam in Indian-controlled Kashmir. Pakistan's military has been on high alert after a Pakistani minister cited credible intelligence that India could attack. Pakistan has denied any role in the massacre. President Trump says he's directing the Bureau of Prisons to reopen Alcatraz. The president speaking to reporters about why he decided to reopen the prison.
It's long been a symbol, Alcatraz, of whatever it is. I mean, you know, it's a sad symbol, but it's a symbol of law and order. And, you know, it's got quite a history, frankly. Yeah. So I think we're going to do that, and we're looking at it right now.
The former prison is on a California island off San Francisco and has been closed since 1963. The president also announced he's authorized officials to put a 100% tariff on foreign films. On his Truth Social platform, the president says countries are offering incentives drawing movie production out of the U.S. He says the films threaten national security and can include propaganda. The conclave to elect the next pope will be the most geographically diverse. A total of 133 cardinals from 71 countries will be entering the Sistine Chapel to cast their vote. A two-thirds majority is needed to be elected pope. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Buddy Hield had 33 points and Stephen Curry added 22 as the 7th-seeded Warriors grounded the 2nd-seeded Rockets 103-89 on the road in Game 7 to win their first-round Western Conference playoff series. Golden State coach Steve Kerr.
Game 7 on the road, if you don't bring it, you're going home, and our guys brought it.
In the East, the Pacers shocked the top-seeded Cavaliers 121-112 on the road in Game 1 of their second-round series. Stanley Cup playoffs, the Jets overcame a two-goal deficit in the final 2 minutes of regulation as Adam Lowry's tip-in at 16-10 of double overtime sealed a 4-3 win over the Blues in the third-longest Game 7 in NHL history. And Scottie Scheffler matched the PGA Tour 72-hole scoring record with a closing 63 to finish 31 under par in an 8-shot win at the Byron Nelson.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.